real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey there, it's Wayfair here, where delivery and setup are as easy as a few taps on your phone. You're relaxing in an old hammock, scrolling Wayfair's app, when you spot it, a brand new patio set. Next thing you know, Wayfair delivers it right to your patio and sets it up. Oh, you need a new grill too? All right, Wayfair's got you covered. With Wayfair's room of choice delivery and fast expert setup on qualifying orders, life gets a little easier. Visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
7 o'clock. Welcome back to After Hours. Jay Binkley, Jackson Ogden. Chiefs, Friday night, right here. 96.5 The Fan, like they will be all season. You don't need to go anywhere else. And the Royals will be on The Fan 6:10 a.m. So, same deal, 6:10 a.m. because we're on both right now. But it'll be Royals there and the Chiefs here. And that's what gives you the flexibility to have a bunch of different sports, college football, Chiefs combined. And that's what does it, man. Get on 96.5 The Fan, things different. So we heard positivity there from Tom Brady, right? Which is good. That's always good to hear. Like, do you take his word a lot more than, like, a Bill Simmons? And Bill Simmons, you know, incredible guy. He's been doing, he's with the Ringer. But do you take a guy like Brady saying, because I always like when former players will speak up. Now, some of them speak up and you're like, what the hell is this guy talking about? I get, like, Manuel Acho or something. But you have to understand where what they're doing. They're working for hot take places. So you're going to get hot takes. But a guy like Brady was a guest, you know, on a podcast. He's going to just say how he feels. I always think that's better than someone just going out trying to make the hot takes.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, anytime you can get insight from a former player or maybe a former coach, it's always more valuable than just a guy like me or you who's never played the game. We understand the game. We're knowledgeable about the game. We know our stuff, but we're not in that locker room. We haven't played the football. We haven't done all that stuff.
It's a big difference. Huge
difference.
That's
why when Brady's like, you know, kind of taking shots at guys like Burrow, where he's like, look, you throw 40 touchdowns, but do you help your team win? Do you do defense? Like, that goes for Breeze. That goes for Rodgers.
He hasn't made the playoffs the last 2 years. And
you know, Marino, those guys put up a lot of numbers, but they didn't win a lot of championships, if any, for some of them. So
Marino is, what, 6-10 in the postseason?
Yeah, not a good playoff quarterback.
Joe Flacco is 10-6 with a ring. So, I mean, yeah, people look at those guys completely different. But when it comes to postseason, I mean, let's be honest.
The 2012
Marino
postseason
was not good.
The 2012 postseason, Flacco was unreal. And granted, it was payday time, right?
But that was about him, not the defense at that point. He was like 300 yards a game. He stepped up.
I mean, he, especially in the Super Bowl, that's the one where the lights go out. I'm sure everyone remembers that. Really played a fantastic postseason and then got paid handsomely.
No, Marino was 8-10 in the postseason.
Still not great. I mean, what was Breeze, like 11-11? Like, these guys, Rodgers, like 12-11. They don't have that level of postseason success that would match the regular season.
And Brady, it's 35, Mahomes 17.
35 is just unbelievable.
But Mahomes, not even 30, he's number two all time.
Yeah, he already passed Montana.
Nobody realized that. Finally, CBS put out a tweet on it or whatever and had it, you know, and people were like, whoa. 17 playoff wins.
Already?
You hear them making these debates and everybody talking about the quarterbacks, and you don't hear 17 postseason wins. Like, that's that's what it meant. And Andy Reid sitting there, and the nation will find out when they, I'm sure they see The Kingdom tomorrow night, episode 2 is mostly about Reid, but he said second all time. He's fourth all time in NFL coaching wins. He's second all time when it comes to postseason wins. Belichick sits number one, of course, with 31.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Reed, 28. So again, one good postseason run. He passes him. He could definitely pass him. At some point, it'll be Andy Reid all alone for postseason wins. Because, you know, what he did in Philadelphia, going to five AFC or NFC title games, that stuff carries. The guy has literally been in a title game like close to 50% of his career. When you think about what he did in Philly, and you think seven straight title games in Kansas City, like the dude literally, coin flip, almost ends up in a title game 50% of his career. That is insanity. When you think some coaches throw parades when they hit 10 wins. Like Reed, I mean, he lives in the title game.
It's ridiculous. I mean, to this point, Patrick Mahomes is still the worst season under Patrick Mahomes has been an AFC title game loss in overtime. That's the worst.
Nobody realizes that either.
That's the worst. They've never gone out in the divisional. They've never gone out in the wild card. Nope. They've obviously never missed the postseason.
Like Burrow, Lester. Burrow's a two-time comeback player of the year. That's great, right?
Right, right. Oh, yeah, you put up a bunch of stats, and your team went 9-8. Now, I'm not putting it all on Burrow. That defense wasn't great last year.
No, their defense sucked, and it's looking bad now.
But the 2018 Chiefs defense was awful, and Mahomes went 12-4, won league MVP, and if he would have gotten the ball in overtime, beats Brady in that AFC title game, it was a matter of who got the ball. So, I mean, I don't want to hear the excuses about the defense. Mahomes played with a bad defense, and he almost went to the Super Bowl in his first year starting.
But regardless, Bill Simmons did well, everybody's talking about quarterbacks. Everybody has their quarterback rankings and tiers. And to me, there's one guy at the top, man. And it doesn't change. It doesn't change. But this will probably make you mad. But his co-host kind of straightens Bill Simmons out from the ringer.
I did not have Patrick Mahomes at the top of the pyramid. When it came right down to it, I just think Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the league. Game by game, regular season, durability, he can make chicken salad out of chicken. From what we saw from Mahomes last year, which I want to go into in a second, I just don't think it's fair to put him over Josh Allen, especially because Mahomes didn't win the Super Bowl last year. I guess my question is it possible that he might have peaked a couple years ago as like apex Mahomes? I'm talking through it. I'm not trying to be reactionary guy. I just don't think he was as good last year as he was in that 22 season and some of those other years. I didn't see it. I thought they kind of lucked out. They were 11-1 in one score games, and some of them were really stupid wins. And I'm going to say this to Patrick Mahomes. Prove to me I'm a shithead. Go take your belt back. You dropped the belt. You dropped the belt in that Super Bowl game. And just in general, I didn't love the season start to finish. And I think Josh is a safer bet. So prove to me I'm wrong.
So a couple things there. The belt. Yeah, he did lose the Super Bowl. Yeah, he did. But you know what? He got to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen watched the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes played in the Super Bowl and ran for his life with that offensive line, blocking for him. He made it to the game. Josh Allen, he says, he's the best quarterback. He is 0-4 in the postseason against Mahomes. You don't put a guy that's 0-4 against another guy ahead of him. You just don't. That is ridiculous. That's stupid. It makes you sound stupid, honestly. It does. Like, this made Bill look stupid.
Well, this is the same
guy. Dumb.
This is
dumb.
The same guy that's going to argue Brady's the greatest of all time because he has seven rings. And then he's going to turn around and say, well, I know Mahomes has three rings and he's been to five Super Bowls, but I would take Allen instead. So he's a complete hypocrite in that aspect. And the other thing is, Josh Allen had the chance last year in the AFC title game to cement himself, put himself above Pat. He gets the ball with 3.5 minutes left, down three in the AFC title game. They don't even reach midfield. I don't want to hear the excuses anymore.
Because he ran left.
I don't want to hear the excuses anymore. One guy continuously beats you in the postseason. It would be like saying, and it's not a perfect comparison here, but you know when LeBron kept beating the Raptors in the playoffs, right? It'd be like saying, well, I think DeMar DeRozan's better than LeBron. I know LeBron keeps beating them, but it doesn't matter to me. You know, LeBron didn't win the finals against Golden State. Doesn't matter. There is no world. It's got to be for clicks. It's got to be because they're out of content ideas. There's no world where you could put Allen above Mahomes.
I mean, it was from a credible source, but that was just dumb. I mean, the belt? What are you talking about? The belt, man.
What has Allen ever done?
Here in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes.
I spend more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
To the great Ric Flair, but that's Mahomes, man. That's Mahomes dancing on this stuff. But you know what? This stuff fuels him, though. But how can a guy literally say, put Allen ahead? A guy that's never been to the Super Bowl. A guy that's probably got great Super Bowl tickets. He probably throws great Super Bowl parties. A lot of people probably show up, you know. You're invited to Josh Allen's Super Bowl party. A lot of people probably show up. Mahomes is actually playing. And what he says is, well, Mahomes lost the Super Bowl. Well, yeah, he did. But I'll tell you this much. If Allen had gone to 7 straight AFC title games, which he'll never do.
No.
And had Burrow gone to 7 straight AFC title game, which he'll never do.
Absolutely not.
And had Lamar Jackson gone to 7 straight AFC title games, which he'll never do.
Absolutely not.
Mahomes has. And he's only lost twice in overtime. In overtime. Not even in regulation. He's only started for 7 years. 7 years AFC title game, 5 Super Bowls, won 3 of them. You can't argue that. Like, that is mic drop. That is unarguable stuff that he's done. And one of the times he lost in overtime,
he didn't touch the ball.
Was that where the Chiefs could have scored at the end of the first half against the Bengals, right?
Well, that too.
That was a win. And yes, didn't touch the ball against New England.
Didn't even touch the football.
Didn't touch the ball. Tom Brady got the ball, went down and scored. Guess what? The NFL then changed the rule.
No.
Actually, it happened to Josh Allen.
No.
The Bills whined and cried about it.
Oh, yeah. When it's Buffalo, we got to change the rules. Yeah, when it's Kansas City,
they wet their depends and were mad because Allen didn't get a chance to touch the ball. But it happened to Mahomes against Brady before that, but nobody cared. Like, nobody gave a damn that happened.
No.
Because that was the GOAT going out and getting yet another ring. That's what made this thing separate so much between Mahomes and Brady as far as Super Bowl wins. Crap like that happened. Well, Mahomes didn't get the ball. And then when Josh Allen didn't get the ball, it changed the rules. People don't realize the Buffalo Bills get rules changed for them all the time. And the official hugs Josh Allen, which happened on the sideline last year, which happened on Hard Knocks with the official hugs Josh Allen. Do you remember that? Remember that little scene?
Oh, yeah.
But the bottom line is the rules changed now, and it might have been different. Because I think the Chiefs would have got another crack at the Rams in the Super Bowl and beat them.
They might have.
Had the, you know, Deed not been offsides. And they would have done it. But bottom line is, it's only been in overtime or the Super Bowl. But the thing is, yes, Bill, he lost the Super Bowl, but he was going for 3 straight Super Bowl wins. You know what? No one in history of games ever done that.
Ever gotten that close.
Like, just step back for a second and say, well, you know, he did go to 3 straight and had a chance to win 3 straight. Now, the Patriots have gone 3 straight, but they didn't have a chance to win 3 straight.
Correct.
Because they had lost one in that run.
Correct.
But they didn't have a chance to do it because they lost to Philly, but they didn't do it. The Chiefs were the only team to have a chance to do it. Yes, the Chiefs can go to 4 straight. Yes, the Buffalo Bills have gone to 4 straight with Kelly, but they didn't win a damn one of them.
Bink, I feel like I'm going insane because to use the argument he didn't win the Super Bowl to propel a guy who's never been to a Super Bowl over
with
him
that talent
is ridiculous. When Josh Allen goes to 3 straight Super Bowls, let me know. And then when he wins 2 of them, if Lamar Jackson ever gets there, let me know. Like, you can't say, oh, Mahomes lost the Super Bowl, so we're going to put Allen above him. Do you know why Mahomes was able to lose the Super Bowl? Because he took Josh Allen out again.
Yeah, and he got there.
4 straight, and they still come up with this narrative. I thought it'd be dead by now. I guess we're going to have to make it 0-5. Maybe that'll kill it.
You know, maybe Burrow, you know, celebrating that comeback player of the year again.
Burrowhead, yeah.
You only get comeback player of the year if you say Andy Reid, who's won coach of the year once. Back in 2003, won it once.
The best coach in the NFL never wins it. Belichick should have plenty more.
I think he's won like at least 3 of them, though.
Yeah.
Reed's won 1, and he's going to be all-time leader in postseason wins.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's won 1. So it just shows you how silly that these things are. But that's credibility-losing stuff when you're saying, well, I take Josh Allen over everybody, when he hasn't gone to a Super Bowl. But again, we diminish wins and losses. And as Andy Reid told Kay, wait till it's all winning the game. Yes, 1-score games. Yes, we're in a lot of them. 11-1, 1-score games. But the bottom line is there was W's next to them. I've watched plenty of teams that find a way to lose. Hell, the Raiders used to find a way to lose. I'm looking at a team, and everybody's, well, this division is so much better. That's true. I actually thought that 9th straight title by the Chiefs in the AFC West, I thought last year was the toughest because 3 teams from the only conference in the AFC to have 3 playoff teams was the West.
Right.
Yes, it was done once in the NFC with the North. But in the AFC, it was just this one. And, yeah, you look at the Chargers, the Broncos, and all this, but they got to do it first, man. I'm from Missouri, man. It's show-me state. Show me.
Show me.
Because the last decade, the Chiefs' record against the Chargers, 17-3. In the last decade, the Raiders against Chiefs and the Raiders, record 17-3. The record versus the Broncos in the last decade, 17-3. That's significant. 17-3 against all the teams in your division. But yeah, let's go ahead and put them over. I mean, one thing was coward or somebody even had. They had the Chargers number one, the Chiefs number two, Broncos number three. Rashawn Slater gets hurt. And boom, the Broncos go up to one.
Right.
And the Chiefs two is like, well, what are we doing here?
That doesn't quite add up.
It's nauseating. But if it fuels them, fine. But they're going to get plenty of fuel.
They got it.
Like when the kingdom comes out tomorrow night, they're going to get it.
Oh, they already have it.
And not this week, but the following week when they lose to the Eagles and you see the green confetti come down, they're going to get it more and they're going to have those feelings again like this sucks. And they're going to try to put it behind them because they put that Buccaneers game in the Super Bowl behind them and they went and did something about it.
Absolutely.
You might not like Orlando Brown, but they went out and got him. And they gave you a left tackle that started the Super Bowl and didn't give up a sack against the number one sacking team in the NFL. Say what you want about it. And don't forget Nick Bolton came over in that trade as well, pick 58. Don't forget that.
M-I-Z.
He 100% Nick Bolton in that hot zone, Veets hot zone, second, third round.
Love it.
That's what he wanted. So you know he's going to hit on every one of them. But
Bill Simmons is a clown because.
But that was honestly just, honestly, Jackson, that was just.
Bink, you know he's a New England guy.
That sets back this, what we do. I mean, it does. I mean,
you know he's a New England guy. If I would have suggested in the mid-2010s Rodgers is better than Brady, what would he have said? Brady's going to Super Bowls, Rodgers isn't.
What if I said Alex Smith was better than.
And I would say, well, Rodgers is more talented.
What if I said Alex Smith was better than Tom Brady back in the day? That would have been laughable, right?
Right.
It's essentially what they're doing.
I mean, it doesn't matter what Mahomes does, how many times he beats these guys. They're doing mental gymnastics to try and put someone above them.
That podcast still going on?
I'll have to check on it. I'll have to check on it. Last I checked, it was at 1.3 million.
Oh, God. 1.3 million. I do want to talk about the AP college football poll, this little debate.
I have some takes on this.
I do, too. I do, too, because I do find value in it, and I'll explain that next.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Welcome back to After Hours. Jay Binkley, Jackson Ogden. Just heard from good old Billy Simmons in Dumb Takes. We should do a segment called Dumb Takes. They don't make sense. Takes that don't make sense. Because you can say whatever you want now. Dumb takes, man. I'll take the guy that's 0-4 against the quarterback that's beating him every single time. It's so much so. I used to do a bet with our Bell station because they're Odyssey as well, right? Matter of fact, that the poor guy came into town, did a show here. Got him all set up for it, man, but we put him in the Chiefs network studio. So he had to relive it, right? He could have been anywhere. He put him in the Chiefs Network studio to do his show just to remind him of being from Western New York. You know, just remind him of the way things are. Because he came to watch the Mets and Royals. And granted, they did win 2 out of 3. But, you know, you're constantly reminded of 2015 when you were out there. And once again, you lost to a Kansas City team. It's great. We used to bet. I became friends with the station the minute we traded Buffalo for Mahomes back in 17, right, for the draft. We traded down, got picked 10, right? And so, like, hey, what do you think? And they were wanting to gloat about it and stuff like that. Said, we got over on you. Mahomes isn't the guy, man. He didn't win at Texas Tech. Basically, he was a lot like everybody else was saying about him, to be honest with you. And you can pretend like you didn't say that back then, but you did. And so they called to gloat on it, and I just said, thank you, Buffalo. Thank you, Buffalo. And so we struck up a friendship, and they would come on with us in the regular season. The postseason it's become one-sided their direction in the regular season, but it's become another direction in the postseason, the one that matters. So they come on with us. We go with them. Alex will go on with them too, and they'll come on as well here. And we struck up a friendship with these guys, right? So we started making bets in the postseason. And we can bet, don't forget. So I know some of these college athletes can't bet on games. I get that, but we can. But it would be a silly bet. Like, I'll send you a local beer, like a Boulevard or something. I'll send you a case of Boulevard for Genesee beer, something made in Western New York or Rochester or Buffalo, whatever. And so they would. And they were good about it, and they would send it when we beat them, and they'd have to go buy beer. Well, after beating them 3 straight times, I got tired of it. was like, we can still bet, but let's do something different, man. You know, I prefer our beer better than yours anyway. So it's just, you know, we'll just keep it. So they would always say sister station. So I said, if we beat you again, let's put a bet on it that if I go on with you, it's from your daddy's station. And if they come on, I would say our daddy's station in Buffalo. So there's a lot on the line. I mean, there was a lot on the stop at Allen on the Tush Push. There was a lot on that, the daddy station or sister station. But I'll go on there and they'll say it's from our sister station. And I'll say, that wasn't the deal, fellas. And they'll say, oh, from our daddy station or whatever. Because that's what we are. We are Buffalo's daddy. They should send Father's Day cards to One Arrowhead Drive. And so should the Raiders. And so should the Bengals. And so should the Ravens. They should, on Father's Day, they should recognize Mahomes and the Chiefs. They should send cards to One Arrowhead Drive to honor Father's Day because the Chiefs are their daddies.
Make sure San Francisco does too.
Yeah, 100%.
Can't forget them.
Two Super Bowl losses with them. They finally paid their quarterback.
If your name's
didn't
not
win.
Philadelphia or Tampa Bay, go ahead and send those cards in.
But they should be getting a lot of Father's Day cards in the kingdom, right? I mean, that's fair. Because the Chiefs are their
they own their a daddies. Lot of teams the same way the Patriots own.
And they're all mad
teams.
At Daddy, man. They're all mad at Daddy.
Everyone's mad at the top dog.
They're talking crap at Daddy, man.
Bink, it's lonely at the top.
It's Daddy issues, man, these teams have. It's Daddy issues.
It's lonely at the top, Bink. Nobody's there. It's just you.
Beat the talk dog, the scenery never changes. You know what I'm saying? You're always looking up at a bunch of what?
Everybody wants to be there, and you're the one that's been there for over half a decade now.
Well, regardless, switching to college football for a second because
let's do it.
We've got a free weekend, free space weekend this weekend. And then, as I said,
it's on.
Go down your basement. Actually, when I was at Hollywood Casino the last Friday with Rob. Mm-hmm. The show, I was like, man, this is like the ultimate hangout place, man. There was leather couch. You just make your bets and you just go in there and sit on their leather chairs and get a beer. You can play some video poker there if you want in that room, but it's got all the games on. You sit there and just chill and
great time.
Just watch some college football. Bet on an Hawaii game late at night. You know,
I do miss Pac-12 after dark. That was the best. Mm.
That's the way to. You know, Hawaii for years is the most bet on team in college football
because people just late at night.
Yeah,
the bet down.
I mean, they're trying to make up.
They don't
for
come
what
on
happened.
Till dang near 11:30.
Or you might feel good about things like you know I'm gonna throw some money on Hawaii. You know,
yeah, why not?
Because it's the last game, so that's what you do. But we got week zero. But the AP poll came out this week, right?
Yes, and it did.
I voted for this thing for a couple years. In it, I was supposed to do it this year. I don't know what happened. They said, "Hey, you want to vote?" I said, "Yeah," but then I didn't get a ballot. I said, "Yeah." I pulled up the email. I said, "Look, Rob, they asked me if you want to do it." I said, "Yeah," because they have two per state. So I said, "Yeah, I'll do it." So maybe I'll still do it. I don't know.
You the Isaiah Thomas clip in The Last Dance where you met the qualifications, but you just didn't get selected.
But they always put your votes where you voted so people can see it.
Oh, it's public.
And
yeah,
you hear from the other fan bases, which I did, and you'll get emails from other fan bases because they're going to crack it up. And there's your Mississippi State fan hitting you up or Utah fan hitting you up. And a lot of times they'd whine about where they're ranked. Then they'd go out and get spanked like the next week.
Right.
And then you'd send an email back saying, this is why.
Yeah,
this is
why.
This is why. This is receipts, man. You keep receipts.
For sure.
But regardless, you know, you hear debate on it, that they should wait on it. It doesn't matter like it used to. It first came out in 1936, right? But it gives you a barometer of who's ranked where. And I get it. It's not been good for teams in the top 10. Like last year, there was two top 10 teams that finished unranked.
Michigan
was
in the
9.
Top 10.
Florida State was 10. And it wasn't a good situation. Matter of fact, in the final AP poll, in 29 of the last 31 years,
I was going to bring this up,
an unranked team has finished
top
in the top 10.
10. Who was it last
but
year?
In 19 of 21 seasons, that's a lot, 19 of 21 seasons,
basically
at least one top 10 team finished unranked.
That's
crazy. Well, things can happen. And oftentimes people rank teams high because the quarterback combination, the quarterback coach combination.
Sure.
And I get that. That's what we do for high school football too. That's why I see Blue Springs or Rockhurst or whatever get the rank. Because if their quarterback's coming back, you often go by the quarterbacks. Or Mill Valley, you go by quarterbacks because that's what carries high school football teams, right? And a lot of people do that with college too. So I get it. I get it. There's no shame in that. But so I'm saying, why don't you wait till like week six or something? First of all, the college football rankings that's come out November 5th, that's the only one that matters.
Right.
Like
AP means nothing.
That is the one that matters. But the AP does mean something still, I think, because it gives you something in the sports show, something to talk about. That's the third-ranked team, the fourth. Hey, we got slided at 15. Or, hey, we're not even – if you're Missouri, we're not even ranked. Kansas State's feeling good because they were ranked. Kansas didn't get votes in AP, but they did the college coaches poll, which is oftentimes filled out by an AD. But here's why I like it, and this is why I see the value in it, because it does give you a barometer of who's playing who. Like when Texas plays Ohio State in 2 weeks, it's number one versus three. And the networks will build that up. That'll be in the commercials. So come tune in for one versus three.
Of course.
So the casual fan, when they're, because there's a million games on now, you know, it's not just back in the day where Notre Dame was on all the time, it's all of them on. You know, they'll flip through and they'll say, oh, nine's playing 12, you know, or eight's playing 15. I'm going to watch this game. So it helps the ratings, which in turn helps the college football package, which helps the sport. So I'm 100% for it. But I like it because it still gives you a barometer that, hey, five's playing nine. Then the end of the year, you sit there and say, well, we beat five ranked teams. Like, you know, I think there's still some credence in that. So that's why I like it.
I'll agree with you on most of that. I will say there's one gripe I have with it, and it's that I feel like sometimes the preseason poll where they have teams, sometimes there's a bias and influence towards that throughout the season. Like last year, Alabama, right? They lost three games, and they still almost sniffed the playoff. Now, say if that was a team that started out of the top 25, would they sniff the playoff? No, of course they wouldn't.
Like South Carolina last year, the team there made it in.
If you don't start in the top 25, it makes it very, very hard for you to get in. And I think in a sport that changes as much as college football, that can be a little unfair. Unless you're a team like Boise that just loses one game all season, wins the Mountain West, it's hard if you're not ranked preseason to make the playoff. And now I know it's a lot easier now with 12 teams versus when there was just four, but it still can be, I feel like, because Florida State last year being started 0-2 and they kept them in the top 25.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? If a team like Missouri starts 0-2, they're not staying in the – or K-State this year, they're not staying in the top 25.
It'll change drastically after the first 2 weeks.
It does. And it's hard – these AP voters, they're not dumb. They're not getting this wrong. It's hard to know what these teams are going to look like year to year with how many guys are moving.
Because if you did, you'd be a millionaire to sportsbook.
Oh, you wouldn't be voting in the AP poll. You would be living the life down in Cabo or somewhere. I mean,
but it tells you kind of where you're at and where people perceive you, because other people are voting on it. You know, two per state, they're voting on who they think is the better teams, right? Because they're looking at what they did the media days for their conference and whatever. They're taking a look at it. Now, some teams have backed away from it. All these conferences, Jackson, they do like a media poll. Like the SEC media days or the Big 12 media days, they get there and they always put a top conference ranking from top to bottom, right? That's something they've always done. Well, the Big 12 didn't do it this year. And the reason is because last year, Arizona State was last. And we know how good Arizona State was. They made the playoffs.
Right.
And now it's much different. Sam Levitt's back at quarterback now. Cam Skidaboo destroyed things. Gone now. But anyway, had a great year. But so I understand that. But that doesn't matter. I just like the fact, Jackson, that the casual fan, which they need the casual fan. And the casual fan did come back because they were interested in Dion and Colorado and storylines. So they did come back. Whether they hate Neil or love Neil or whatever, wherever they sit, they did watch college football a lot more than they have in the past. And that's good for the sport.
And they're going to keep doing that. I mean,
but if you can flip and see 8 versus 12, you're like, I'm going to watch it.
There are people that are strictly NFL fans, but since Arch Manning is playing in Texas this year, they're probably going to tune in because they want to see how he does. Obviously,
Arch Manning is going to get so much hype.
They want to watch that, right? And so it goes back to last year. I know people that didn't really care about college football, but they liked watching Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, or they liked watching Ashton Jeanty.
Hunter was a joy to watch, offense or defense.
The more you build these guys up.
Recovery at the 1 yard line, or forcing a fumble at the 1 yard line, or catching a touchdown pass, that was fun.
And the other thing with Colorado last year is they were actually decent. Like year one of Dion, they were what, 4-8, 3-9? Last year, they actually going in before they got their butt whooped by Kansas here at Arrowhead. They were in the playoff talks for the
game. Big 12 day was there. Big noon kickoff was there for like two straight weeks.
They were a big deal last year.
Yeah, it made it fun. But college football is a lot of fun. And they've tried to reel it in now with who can pay him. The boosters that aren't getting an advertiser can't just throw money at a player. And the pay-per-play thing, because it used to be you had to watch out for the $100 handshakes, which happened all the time.
Yeah.
Now, guys, they still do it, but there's a lot of gray area. There's a ton of gray area when it comes to college football money. But the bottom line is, you enjoy it, and then when you go watch the draft, which has become an animal itself, and the 256 players are taken, it's probably a good chance you've seen them play. It's unlike watching the MLB draft or NHL draft NBA, or any other draft, yeah. NBA, because when you have Euros in there in the NBA draft,
you don't know who those guys are.
You've seen the guys play. Do you like Arch Manning, by the way?
I do.
Are you on that? Because his grandpa, Archie, says he's coming back to Texas.
I don't believe
even after
second.
This year. I don't either, because if he has a great year, they make the playoffs, he goes on a run, he leaves to the NFL. because you have to balance that. And I don't know if you've seen Any Given Saturday on Netflix where they documented the SEC. Brian Kelly had a great conversation with Treese Armstrong, his agent, because they were debating Garrett Nussmeier whether to go to the NFL or not. And they're like, well, you know, he could be a third rounder at that point. And the nil money he's going to get is probably going to be a wash compared to third round money in the NFL.
For sure.
So you might as well take it. Well, that's going to be the thing with Arch. Well, if it's, you know, $8, $12 million nil or whatever, it may behoove him more to cherry pick who he wants to play for in the National Football League and come back for one more year. But, I mean, I like the guy. I like his wheels. He's definitely faster than Peyton and Eli were, his uncles. Definitely faster than them. But he didn't beat out Quinn Ewers. And Quinn Ewers, seventh round pick of the Dolphins.
He's awful.
He struggled in the preseason. And
but to me, Bink, that was political.
Remember when the Chiefs drafted Worthy? You go back and watch highlights. He sat there waiting on the ball from Quinn Ewers.
Right.
Like he had to sit there and wait for Ewers to hit him.
Right. I think last year Ewers starting over Manning wasn't talent-wise. It wasn't who was the better quarterback. It was political. Ewers has been in our system for a while. He transferred here. He was our guy coming into the season. We're not going to bail on him. Maybe they should have.
Quinn Ewers is an interesting guy, too, because he didn't play his senior year of college or high school football.
Right.
But he reclassified and got to Ohio
State
early.
Went straight to Ohio State.
That was interesting. Like, that's interesting for your development. Look where it got him. Seventh round, might be a practice squad
guy. I have a question for you, Bink, because I love college football, and I know you love it as well, and I'm sure a lot of people listening do as well. But I've got friends, and they're really into the NFL. I just can't really get them into college football. So if someone in the chat wants to say it, or Bink, if you have any ideas, what's like a good baseline to get people into college football? Because I've loved it from the beginning, Bink. Yeah, I'm a Tiger ride or die. But
Sure.
I feel like it's hard for me to get some of my friends heavily invested.
I still want Luther Burden, by the way. Regardless. But get invested in it because, I mean, the draft is going to be littered with those guys. Mm-hmm. Chris and I have fun every week looking at who's playing who because that's what matters. I'll never forget Dorsey when he used to have people come in for his draft when he was GM, and he didn't really care when you're playing like an Eastern Michigan or somebody. He cared about when you're playing Alabama. Like he cared when it's a receiver going against quality defensive backs. So it's about who you played and when you play them. I mean, that stuff is important to those guys.
See, but I'm the type of sicko that would watch Hawaii play Fresno State at midnight. Like, I don't care. It's football. I'm going to watch it. Do I know any of those players? Probably not, but I'm going to watch it. And I don't expect everyone to get there.
Dude,
but
I'm so sick. I go through probably earlier in the week and we'll write down which games are on all weekend. And then I underline them, like, which ones I'm going to watch.
It's to the point.
Like, I watch them all, but which one I'm going to concentrate on, it's going to get sound.
I'm to the point where I watch the Mac on a Tuesday type of football sick. I will watch anything that gets put on my TV. Not a big XFL or is it UFL now type of guy.
UFL.
I never could really get into that. But if it's college football or NFL, I don't care if it's the worst two teams in the sport. My eyes are glued.
And if you're a bar, make sure your waiters, waitresses, bartenders, they know what games are on.
Make sure they know how to turn it to
people,
the game.
If you don't know what games are on, people find a different bar, man.
They
just will. 100% they'll find.
If you don't have the right. I remember last year when Bama played Georgia, I went to Kelly's and I went in there to watch the end of it. I was with a group of friends. You remember when Ryan Williams had that insane play? And all my friends are having a good time on the dance floor. I'm watching the TV, Beak. Locked in and I'm like, oh my God, that's a true freshman that just did that to Georgia. But yeah, man, I'm fully a sicko for football. Guilty.
I mean, drafts can be interesting this year. Pittsburgh's got 12 picks. Drafts in Pittsburgh.
Love
that. Need a quarterback going forward. So we'll see what happens with that, though. Come up next, though. CBS did have an interesting story, or ESPN did. Best suited for the next 10 years. Which NFL teams are best suited, not next year, but 10 years going forward? We'll talk about that next.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Hey, welcome back.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards, payback, and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there, it's Wayfair here, where delivery and setup are as easy as a few taps on your phone.
You're relaxing in an old hammock, scrolling Wayfair's app, when you spot it, a brand new patio set. Next thing you know, Wayfair delivers it right to your patio and sets it up. Oh, you need a new grill too? All right, Wayfair's got you covered. With Wayfair's room of choice delivery and fast expert setup on qualifying orders, life gets a little easier. Visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBook's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Back to After Hours, Jay Binkley, Jackson Ogden. I will dive into that next 10 years in a second, but I blabbed too much in the previous segment, which does happen. And by the way, I'm going to give some run here to Showtime in KC on the text line, 913-586-7965. Dude is happy he's found some Oktoberfest, man, some Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Dude is really, really, and he's stocked up. I'm not going to tell you where he got it because you don't want to give up that. It's like the secret way in the Kauffman Stadium. Like, you don't give that up. You know what I'm saying? You know it, but you tell very few people because you don't wait in line. You know what I'm saying?
Won't be a secret anymore.
It's not a secret anymore. So he's found a spot for the Oktoberfest, which I strongly recommend. I've picked up the Oktoberfest, to be honest with you. I have. And I know it's August, and yes, I have Oktoberfest, but if you don't drink it now, you're going to switch to winter beers here right after Halloween, so you got 2 months to imbibe an Oktoberfest. I mean, I went Coors Light strong all summer. It's going to October. I know it's going to be hotter than hell, and it's a darker beer, but it's higher alcohol content. Go Oktoberfest. But what is your favorite? Because now everybody makes it. Mm-hmm. It used to be just special. Sam Adams would have it, or Free State would have it, Bob's 47th Boulevard. But now, like, everybody's getting into the Oktoberfest craze. See it a lot more at the microbreweries and things like that around town. But what's your favorite Oktoberfest beer? Do you like beer, Jackson? Please tell me you're not like a big seltzer person.
No, I'm a big beer guy. I think if you talk to any of my friends, the beer guy.
Thank you.
Of the,
I knew I liked you, man.
The friend group. I'm not going to lie, though. I haven't experimented enough into Oktoberfest, and I'm going to need your help with that.
All right, now that's a problem.
I'm going to need you to give me some tips. You know, I'm just fresh. I'm not too past being just freshly 21, so.
I got it.
You know, I love a good Coors. Bush is always up there for me.
Of course, I never changed, though. I mean, that was clearly what I drank.
Sam Adams is good.
But I've kept drinking Coors Light.
Yeah, I mean, the mountains got to be blue. That's when summertime. Got to be summertime. But big beer guy, Bink. I do enjoy a good one.
But you haven't dabbled with craft beers yet as much?
To a degree. I mean, a Guinness, you know, like the darker, yeah. You know, I'm into that. But
these local breweries, man, there's a ton of them.
I actually went
all over the city. The breweries out here in Johnson County, they're all over downtown, they're up north, they're everywhere. That you look, small towns have them and everything. But it's a lot higher alcohol content.
Last week, being
a lot higher alcohol content, brother. You can get like 12% where you're diving into your staples that you mentioned at 4.2%.
Yeah, Bink, I went on the Boulevard tour actually last week.
All right, that's incredible.
And we went through that, and at the end of it, they let you try two. You can either get two beers they already have, or you can try some of the ones they're testing. They had a Kansas City barbecue beer they were testing.
Nice, nice.
It was very 11.8%. It was all right. You know, I didn't know what to expect there, but I would say if you want to go try that out, if you like barbecue, Might not be for everybody, but I think you would like it, babe.
It's got beer and barbecue. It's Kansas City right there in a bottle.
Kansas City to a, you know.
I like barbecue vodka.
Really?
Well, I don't sit there and drink a lot of vodka, but I do like a good Bloody Mary. And barbecue vodka is actually very good in a Bloody Mary. Like, that's how you start your day. Because you can't say you drink all day unless you start drinking all day. Like, you can't be 3 or 4 o'clock and say, oh, I've been drinking all day. No, you haven't, because you didn't wake up and start drinking.
You got to start in the morning.
Yeah, so you start in the morning with the Bloody Mary, and then you can say, I start drinking all day, or you crack open a beer at that point. Because don't tell me you start drinking 3 or 4 or 5. It's not all day. All day is waking up and doing it. But Boulevard's awesome. The Bob's 47 is one of my favorite Oktoberfest blends. And they're not Cracker Ale around Christmas time. That's a must. I'll go beer shopping around probably early November, where you grab the Winterfest, Sam Adams, because you got to grab it because it does go the way of the dodo bird. They don't keep producing it, right? They produce enough cases or whatever, and they deliver it, but you need to pick it up. But Sam Adams Winterfest, Winter Lager, excuse me, I like that one. Mother's Winter Grind, I'll get you on that.
Yeah.
Because that's like one of my favorite beers in the world. Mother's Winter Grind, they make it in Springfield, Missouri.
I'm going to trust your opinion.
Unreal.
I'm going to trust your opinion on this. I want you to get me into it. I don't want to just try something random because I might not like it. I want the best of the best.
Well, we'll get you there, brother.
Let's do it.
I rank them. Rank my beers.
You got to get me to try them all, and then we can compare.
I rank everything, though. Top 5 restaurants, top 5 breakfast, top 5 pizza, top 5 beers.
Top 5 days of the week.
It's like power rankings, right?
Anything.
They can slip. They can move up in the power rankings or down, right? You go Bill Simmons on it, right?
Have to.
But you look at Great American Beer Fest. Did it win a gold medal or not? I'm just kidding. You know. Yeah. It comes down to individual. But the breweries would be a good place for you to start because, yeah. I mean, I love the Coors Light as much as anybody, but
right.
There is that just taste difference, man, and the alcohol level difference, the alcohol content difference.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And when these guys brew it, they taste it as they're brewing. I mean, they care about it, man. Where they get their yeast, and they care mm-hmm. about their grains. They care about how it tastes, and they sample it, you know, as going through the brewing process of it. Like, they care about that beer. It's not just mass-produced one thing. It's they care about the product.
Well, I'll tell you, my probably go-to is a Boulevard Wheat. Those have always been the ones
that's a staple, man. I mean, it's a go-to. Just, everybody likes that beer. It's such a good beer.
Who doesn't like that beer?
You smooth know? Beer. I'm not big into fruiting the beer, but throwing a lemon in that is acceptable.
You know, Blue Moon, you throw an orange in. You know, there's
like people that put pineapple on pizza, idiots. But don't fruit the beer. But Blue Moon, I throw an orange in there. That's right. Fine. That's fine.
All right. You know, but most of the time, I just want to drink it straight. Just give me the beer. Right. I don't need any artificial flavors. Let's just do it.
You would have really missed on Friday nights. We used to do that. We'd break away from regularly scheduled content, and we do straight breweries from 7:30 to 8.
Man.
And we'd spend 15 minutes about their story, why they're brewing it, and then 15 minutes on why they make the beers they make. Because all these people have great stories jumping into it.
Oh, yeah.
Heck, Steve up at call sign, you know, he was a C-130 engineer for the military. He was in the reserves and active duty. And, you know, there's been guys that started breweries that learned to brew beer overseas and everything else. So it's great stories combined with all of them. When we come back, I will start to mention the who's ready for the next 10 years.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Welcome back to After Hours. Jay Binkley, Jackson Ogden. Jackson, if I would have said, which teams in the NFL better suited for the next 10 years? You'd probably start with those that have a franchise quarterback under a long-term contract, because that's what makes the whole team go at that point. So who would you guess is the team that their scoring system would have on ESPN as far as being elite teams for the next 10 years? They had some, you know, Lewis Riddick and stuff like that. They had voting on this. But who do you think long-term? Because you think long-term with the Chiefs. You know, yeah. Trey Smith's locked up long-term now. Patrick Mahomes clearly is. That's worked out for the Chiefs. Creed Humphrey's long-term. So when you look at this team going forward the future, where would you say would be the number one team?
I'm going to guess they went Commanders with Jaden Daniels. That's going to be the guess.
In that offensive line, because they did bulk up that offensive line and did the best. But they have the Eagles,
Really?
Well, Howie Roseman's done a great job of the draft. Yeah. I give him that. They got Jalen Carter at, what, 9? That was a steal. I remember us laughing about that when it happened. Because basically they drafted the next Chris Jones. That he was looked upon to be the number one pick in the draft until, quote, character concerns, right? And he slid. But I was like, people are idiots to pass on him. Baltimore was number 2. A lot of young talent on that team. And they put the Chiefs at 3. They put the Chiefs at 3 going forward. Buffalo, 4. Detroit at 5. I wouldn't have gone Detroit there. Because
I wouldn't either.
How long is Goff going to go? That's what you could question. And Denver was 7. They really like Bo Nix.
Where'd they have the Commanders?
Bo Nix. They still giving the 49ers love. The Commanders were 10th. Even though a lot of lists, you'll see Jaden Daniels is the 5th best quarterback, which is, listen, I like Jaden Daniels. I actually thought he was better than Caleb Williams coming out of the draft. I loved him at LSU. That defense sucked, but that offense was Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. and Jaden Daniels. They were tough to stop. They couldn't stop anybody, but they were tough to stop.
The fact that team lost 3 games is unbelievable.
But I wouldn't put Jaden ahead of Jalen Hurts. Like, I don't think that's fair, to be honest with you, to Jalen.
No.
Because you can say what you want about metrics and throwing and things like that, but you have to look at wins at some point. Dude's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's 26.
Yeah.
He's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's been a Super Bowl MVP. He's won one. He's 26. Dude is 26 at 2 in Alabama before he had to transfer because of Tua to Oklahoma.
And we might have to save more of this for the other side of the break, but
we'll save more when it comes back.
I am tired of people saying wins are not a QB stat. They absolutely are a QB stat.
And there's someone in the media that just visited the Chiefs that's all glossing another team they went to, so I'll get to that next.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the 6th year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs, with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price, void in Florida.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.